I've never been one to think of myself as being good with words. But Lord knows, you especially can make my mind go places where words are completely useless. I'm helpless around you. Really. You can make me flustered and red in the face before you've had your morning coffee. I know, because I've gotten texts from you that early. And what's worse is, I think you know it. I think you tease me, knowing what it does to me. You'll come to work wearing a button-up, which is distracting enough on you, for the record. And Lord help me if you don't undo the top two or three buttons when you notice we're alone. Or at least mostly so. I've never asked you whether you swing that way or not. And I've never told you that I do. But it can't just be my imagination. I don't want you to get me wrong. I love the things that you do. Even if they can be a special kind of torment sometimes. I feel like I haven't eaten all my life, and then you come into the picture, tie me to a chair, and put manna from God on a plate in front of me. It's hell not to be able to indulge myself with a taste. But my other senses certainly aren't complaining. Actually, I take that back slightly. They are complaining. I don't want to see you in a suit, no matter how good you look in it. I would much rather see you without it. And I don't want to see your hair styled up in any way. I'd much rather see it from the top as you kiss your way down my chest. I love to hear you say my name. I would go with a cliche and makes my heart skip a beat. But honestly, it feels more like an ache of longing. But I want to hear what it sounds like to hear you call me baby, honey, sweetie, anything you want, really. I'm not picky. I want to hear your amazing voice telling me what to do. The cherry on top, so to speak, I don't like cherries, and what really kills me is your attitude. You're not the kind of girl to want idly. When you want something, you put it in your sights and you get it. No ifs, ands, or buts. Hell, you got hired about 3 months ago and everybody knows you're already on a direct path to management. Oh, Lord have mercy. The thought of you being my boss is just too much for my filthy mind. But like I said, it's a kind of torture knowing the way you are. If you wanted me the way I wanted you, I can't help but think I would be yours right now. And then I think about the reason you seem to tease me so mercilessly. Maybe you're just one of those straight girls who wants to experiment and see what it's like. Maybe you're teasing the guys around the office too, and I'm just too focused on what you're doing to me to notice. Maybe you're not making a move because you know I'm obviously in the closet and you don't want to out me. Or maybe, and this one's the worst, maybe you want me to make a move. Maybe you want to see me beg to have you. I can't think of anything I'd love to do more. Every day, I want to ask your permission to just play with myself while thinking about you. I think about how I'd say it. I wish I could be just super casual about it, like you would be. Hey, just wanted to run this by you. I'm going to get to know my showerhead in a biblical way tonight, while I think about the things I'd like you to do to me. I'll probably be on the massage pole sitting, because I'm too sensitive to handle combination poles. Sounds good? When I get too lost in thought, I have to tell myself that it's probably just my dirty mind playing tricks on me. You probably don't think about me the way I do you. Anything that I think of as you teasing me, it's probably just my imagination. right?